distance to approximately 100,000 polygons per frame. In addition, they have increased texture usage by as much as 8-fold. The first project in the works at Epic Mega Games is to produce a benchmark program with the Unreal Engine, much the same way as Mad Onion produced with Mark 2000 and 2001. So we should be seeing a benchmark from Epic Mega Games soon called Unreal Performance Test 2002. Unreal 2 itself is scheduled for a spring release. I'm not sure if it's going to be March, April, May, or what, but sometime in that time frame, we should be seeing Unreal 2 hit the store shelves. Now, you've heard the good part about what we're going to get with Unreal 2. Now let's go over the bad stuff. First thing is, it's very interesting that so far, Epic has not tried to implement vertex shaders or pixel shaders in the new engine. That means the Radeon 8500 cards and GeForce 3 cards will be at a slight disadvantage if they don't implement this later on. Still, these cards will perform better than others in Unreal 2 based on their sheer power, but if Epic had implemented pixel shading and vertex shading in the new engine, they would have probably gotten even better results than they did. If you go over to Mantech.com, you'll see that they've done some benchmarks with the beta version of Unreal Performance Test 2002, and believe it or not, the Radeon 8500 card actually beats out the GeForce Ti 500 just by a little bit. And as a matter of fact, if you don't have one of these two types of video cards, you're not going to be able to play Unreal 2 very well because of 10.4 by 768 by 32-bit color. The frame rates on these cards are only about 50 frames per second. And of course, as you go to higher resolutions, it just goes downhill from there. So it looks like you're going to need a lot of horsepower, considering that those benchmarks will run on an Athlon XP2000+. So if you've got a 1 GHz Athlon with a GeForce 2 Pro in it, you're probably going to want to upgrade either the processor or the video card or both in order to take advantage of all the new graphics advances in upcoming games like Unreal 2. Just to give you an example, even on the Athlon 2000+, with a GeForce 2 MX400 card, running at only 640 by 480 by 32-bit color, the frames per second average only about 28. Now, that's not going to be a playable game, folks. So if that's the kind of video card you've got, you're definitely going to want to upgrade by the time Unreal 2 and other games like it with 100,000 polygons per frame come out. That's the big rumor for this time, folks. Thanks for joining us. Tune in again next time. I'm Dr. Jason.